Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the morning news. The mayor of Signes in the Var is being remembered today after he was killed on Monday. There will be a gathering this afternoon in tribute to Jean-Mathieu Michel, who had been mayor of the town since 1983. Mr. Michel had noticed builders illegally dumping rubble down a private lane and was knocked down by the van. The driver has been charged with involuntary manslaughter and has been released from custody. He claims that he had been trying to escape in fear of being discovered. A minute's silence will be observed at this afternoon's tribute. New evidence has come to light in the case of the tragic bus accident in Mias nearly 2 years ago, when 6 schoolchildren were killed. It had been suggested by the prosecution that the driver had been under the influence of powerful medication, which may have contributed to her loss of concentration. However, the latest medical tests have revealed that there was no link. The driver has been charged with causing death and accidental injury through reckless driving. The fire, which has destroyed 90 hectares in the Ardèche, was started deliberately, according to a police investigation. 300 firefighters battled throughout the night to bring the blaze under control. The inquiry into who started the fire is continuing. Donald Trump yesterday visited the 2 cities in the United States who fell victim to mass shootings at the weekend. Dayton and El Paso saw scenes of terror as the 2 gunmen wrought chaos, killing 31 people. Trump met with hospital staff and first responders under a cloud of accusations that his recent comments on the issue of race may have stirred up hatred which provoked the attacks. Users of the social media platform Twitter have had their personal details shared for advertising purposes, but without their consent. Twitter has apologised for the breach in confidentiality to those who have received targeted adverts and has corrected the error. An investigation is underway to determine how many users have been affected. And finally to tennis in Montreal and the Rogers Cup, where French players Gaël Monfils, Adrien Mannarino and Richard Gasquet, who beat world number 6 Nishikori, are all through to the next round. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.